Dalton's got the snap. Back to pass. Pressure coming. Up in the pocket. Throws it. Picked off. Robertson's got it. 25. He's to the 20. And inside the 20. Pushed out of bounds at the Bengal 18-yard line. Greg Robertson got it.
You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Greg Robertson, who had the big punt deflection against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, starts this game off with a bang, intercepting Andy Dalton at the conclusion of the first series for the Bengals, getting it down to the 15-yard line, and then the Browns got that ball into the end zone behind strong running from Terrence West and strong running from Ben Tate. And I thought that opening sequence in many ways was a massive statement. You get the interception, you return it back to the Cincy 18, I'm sorry, it's returned 15 yards to the Cincinnati 18, and Matt, the Browns go run, 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 hush down on the fifth carry, five straight runs. That to me was saying, we know we own you, physical domination.
That's right, Nathan, and you know what else it is? It's, you look around the NFL, And what Cleveland's been missing, and why that, you know, that play in itself might feel so special to a lot of people, because you look around the league at all the other teams that you feel are good or dominant or good year in, year out, and they do that. They capitalize, you know, on a turnover, and they basically, again, as I say, impose our will on another team and take a 7-0 lead so early. You got the Cincinnati Bengal fans, you know, sitting on their hands. You get Andy Dalton, who, you know, who's already turned the ball over one time, now taking the field, shaky, unsure. You saw, you know, even early, their sequence trying to throw off the Browns, trying to go no huddle. They couldn't even get lined up. And then Andy Dalton himself audibles to a run, and we get a 4-yard loss. We had their number on 3 days worth of preparation, and it was an amazing, amazing thing to see.
It certainly was. Let's go to the phone lines now and celebrate with members of the Dog Pound. We've got right now, I believe, are we at Lou in Massillon?
That's right. Hey, fellas.
How you doing,
Lou? How are
you? Hey, man, this is great, isn't it? Yes, it is. How sweet it is.
I tell you, I'm an old fan from the Red Right 88 days, and I don't know if maybe it's just me, but Hoyer reminds me a lot of Brian Sipe, able to get that ball in through some windy conditions, lead the team, not the greatest, strongest arm, but a hell of a leader.
He is a heck of a leader, and that's why when questioning his toughness is absolutely ridiculous.
Oh, that guy, that knucklehead the other day on the show, the question, that I just couldn't believe that. I almost fell off my chair when I heard that guy bring that up. But, you know, when he gets Gibson and Cameron back and some of the other guys on D, this is going to be a dangerous team, you know?
I totally agree. I mean, when you think about still offensively, okay, you put up the Browns go out there with a group of Brian Hoyer at the skill positions. Brian Hoyer at wide receiver, they basically played three guys for the most part. They played Miles Austin, Taylor Gabriel, and Travis Benjamin. Only Travis was drafted. You got Barnage and Dre at tight end, and you got the three-headed monster in the backfield with West, Crow, and Ben Tate. That skill position group not scaring a lot of people, and yet Kyle Shanahan and Brian Hoyer and this offensive line, which, by the way, said after the game that they finally feel gelled, that they finally have that chemistry with Nick McDonald, and I think it showed in this game. But the fact that this offense continues to produce like it does is phenomenal and incredible.
Yeah, and I think the onus of a lot of that falls on Kyle Shanahan's shoulders and his trust and ability to communicate with Brian Hoyer actively throughout the week and in a football game based on what he sees. And then again, it's just the execution. We have the players, and I think Brian Hoyer, his leadership abilities, the grit that he shows each and every week, continues to alleviate any doubt that we have in our minds about who needs to lead this football team.
And I think when the Browns can come out and run the ball five straight times and get a touchdown, not even pretend to pass, it just set the tone, opened up the play action. And the crazy thing was, as good as Brian Hoyer played, I bet he'd want that one to Travis Benjamin back. That was almost a big touchdown. They still have opportunities to do more, and they're getting an influx of talent back. That's what's so exciting to me. I think it is going to be absolutely fantastic to see this offense when you get Gordon, when you get Cameron, when you get Hawkins back in the mix there. And we will be seeing that hopefully sooner rather than later. Let's go to Dan in College Station now. Dan, welcome to the show.
Hi, guys. Love the show.
Thank you.
Hey, I wanted to give out my game ball. In the past, whenever we refer to this one guy on the team, the word we always use is improving. We always just say he's getting better. Well, I think a better word for his performance last night was dominant. Buster Skrin was dominant last night. The way he pried that deep pass away for the interception in the second half, that was nothing but dominant. That was awesome.
It was. And, you know, Matt, talking to him in the locker room last night, he knew that he didn't play his best, and he knew he had a rough day against Tampa. And he said, I just wanted to get out there and make a statement. And he talked about the Greg Little route. He said, I know Greg so well. I knew what route he was running before he ran it, and I was able to jump in front for the interception. And that, to me, put a huge smile on my face. And I know Buster was very happy overall with his performance in this one, because that's the new screen matchup was one that we all said yesterday. We said, what's the biggest matchup in this game? It was that one. It could go a long way to determining who won. Well, Buster won that, and the Browns won the game.
Yes, and also, too, is if you look at the you know, the intestinal fortitude and the mental capacity of this football team to for a player like him to bounce right back, I think old Browns, old mentality, you know, a game like he had against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, you know, getting beat for touchdowns and big chunk plays, could have also, too, on a short week, could have carried some of those bad habits, or his emotions or mental state could have been down going into this football team. But I think that's a testament to the head football coach and their ability to have these guys prepared and confident to win one-on-one battles. And again, Buster Skrin balled last night.
Dante Whitner on a conference call right now with the media saying, and he said this last night when I asked him, I said, you've been on three straight NFC championship teams. How good could this team be? Where does it stack up? And he said, the way this defense is playing and their ability to generate turnovers, there's no question it stacks up well with those 49ers teams. And I know he wouldn't take that and throw that kind of hyperbole around lightly, because it is so serious to him. All right, we're going to take a break for the roundtable. Jim Donovan, Kevin Jones will be with us here to break down last night's game. And then the second hour, we're going to hear from the head coach of the Browns, Mike Pettine. And it's all calls, all your reaction. Let's all celebrate and enjoy this. And let the confetti flow freely here in Cleveland. A big win, Browns 6-3, but still a lot of work to do. And the best part about it is the players, to the man, they're all saying that. And I think that speaks to the focus and the leadership from not only Mike Pettine, not only Ray Farmer, not only Jimmy Haslam, Alex Shiner, but also from the leadership on this team, the Dante Whitners, the Dansbys, the Joe Haydens, the Joe Thomases. This is a focused Brian Hoyer, a focused, locked-in group, and it's time to be excited about the Browns in 2014. We'll be right back.